Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jackson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. We'll begin our meeting today with an education led by Commissioner Sinigal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner.
Heavenly Father, again, I thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to stand and represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you give this court the divine wisdom to do what's best for the citizens of Jefferson County. I pray for all the elected officials. I pray for Judge Gibbs and his family as they go through this time of sorrow. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started on the regular agenda, the best this morning, Mr. Arnold had a guest that she wanted to introduce and Arnold invites you up. Podium.
Judge Brannick and Commissioners, thank you very much for this opportunity. I wanted to take this time to introduce our newest agent in the AgriLife Extension Office. Her name is Grace Bates, and Grace is our Better Living for Texans agent, and she's assigned to Jefferson County through the AgriLife Department at A&M. The Better Living for Texans is a community-based nutrition education program targeted towards the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So she will be working with the individuals that qualify for SNAP. She holds a Bachelor's of Arts degree from Transylvania University in Anthropology and Spanish Language and Literature. Her focus was in social work. She comes to us with over 7 years of experience in community health outreach with development and implementing programs for the people of diverse backgrounds. We are really excited to welcome her to our Jefferson County AgriLife family. So I wanted to introduce Grace to everyone. I wanted y'all to know that she's here to help us.
Hi, I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of AgriLife Extension and to be working in Jefferson County.
Welcome. Thank you, Scott. The purchasing animates to receive file bids and invitation for bids to term contract with liquids for soil stabilizer for Jefferson County. Item B is Senator approved execute receipt file change order number 3 for Ford Fields concession stand with NNT construction for an increase of 10 working days due to inclement weather and flooded site conditions resulting from tropical storm Melba, bringing the total number of working days for this project from 222 to 232. Does not affect the change the cost of the project. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a software service agreement with Tyler Technologies and Service in Jefferson County for software and services in the amount of $1,799,307 in accordance with the Ford Well contract. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file with SCC Tech facilities and maintenance for the exterior courthouse purchasing aerial waterproofing and interior wall repair in the amount of $40,476.57 in accordance with Troy's partner's John Texas contract. And item E is consider approved entity receiving file with C-Tech facility and maintenance for the sub courthouse roof repair in the amount of, and this is a change from what was originally printed on Thursday, $45,808.85. Because the lower roofs were added to the project in accordance with Troy's partners, John Texas contract. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinigal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. And that just in discussion, I'll just tell you that we have a representative of Tyler Technologies here today. If anyone has any questions, okay. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it, under County Auditor, I may consider approved fiscal year 2020 budget transfer for courthouse security in the amount of $230,000, moving money from extra health to contractual service. Item B is consider approved fiscal year 2019 budget amendment for purchasing for additional cross forever in the amount of $35,000. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 464-658 through 464-886. Do I have a motion on both items under office? Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioners Arnold and Sinodal. Any discussion?
Yeah, Judge, real quick, on that security issue, Patrick, is there any money in the security fund possibly for cameras at the sub-courthouse? No money?
We probably had to look, but I think we're kind of spoken for on that. How about, what amount?
Maybe it's the county clerk's office, I think.
Well, I don't know what price you're looking at.
I think possibly under $1,000, but also for the tax office.
Okay, well, I mean, if we get a price, we'll see what we've got in our equipment line. We do put some money in there.
So. Okay, thank you.
We got two JV dollars there. What's the best of JV technology fund?
Yeah, that's usually that's not. Usually that's for.
Okay. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider possibly approved naming Steve Stafford, interim county engineer, ending through December 15th, 2019. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution intended to decorate the Tropical Storm Melba pursuant to section 418.108B of the Governing Code. Item C is consider and possibly approve a resolution to cash votes in the election of the Board of Directors of the Jefferson County Central Appraisal District for the 2019-2020 term as described as provided for by section 6.03F of the Property Tax Code, and that would be casting our vote for our tax assessor collector. Item B is consider authorizing bond. That would be tabled. And so do I have a motion on items A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I'd be remiss if I didn't. I just want to tell Steve Stafford thank you for the work that you've been doing throughout this last storm. And previous storms, but in particular, some of the issues that you're faced with, dealing with right now, currently with the floodplain, and trying to navigate through those waters, no pun intended, and working with Ron Conlon and Environmental Control on those floodplain issues. And those are important issues that affect our citizens and the county as a whole, but also just the drainage issues countywide, as you know, and well aware of, that is on everybody's radar screen. And I appreciate, me personally, the fact that you've reached out, and you know I got some problem areas in my precinct that deal with road rage early, and you're willing to step up and look at those areas along with the other entities. So I just wanted to thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that is one item of the county treasurer. Item A, to receive file the investment schedule for September 2019, including the year-to-date total earnings on county fund. Motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything you want to report? Which is bringing the attention of the public.
Yeah, Judge, I want to say that. Go Astros. Sheriff Stephen. Sheriff Stevens' son-in-law is playing in the World Series. He's in a rotation with catcher for the Nationals, but I am pulling against him tonight.
And we have early voting underway for the ballot proposition for some city elections. Certainly, Proposition 8 is extremely important for flood control projects.
Just want to remind all the employees that we are having employee benefits meetings this week and next, various locations. Those were sent out in an email, so it'd be good to have employees attend those. And also, I believe they're giving the flu shots at the employee benefits meeting, so make it a point to get there. Thank you.